Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and other folks from my favorite place in Cummington, Massachusetts. Not like there's all that much going on in Cummington, Massachusetts, but I've been known to actually detour out of my way into Cummington just to go there, to go to the Cummington Creamery, which is now a co-op. Karen Doherty from the general manager and Kimberly Longy, who's the president of the co-op. Tell me a little bit first of the history of the Cummington Creamery.
The creamery actually started as a dairy farmer co-op in the 1880s.
Mm-hmm.
And for 50 years, its first 50 years, dozens of local farmers came together to churn their milk into 20,000 pounds of butter a week.
Wow.
And so when that era was over, the store for the last 75 years has had 7 consecutive owners. It's been at various times a little dark rural store, a restaurant, back to a store again. And under the last 12 years, it's really hit its stride as a full service grocery and cafe, serving not just Cummington, but the surrounding hill towns and a lot of passersby that are making their way from Northampton to Pittsfield.
And you're still making 20,000 pounds of butter a week.
No butter. Lots of baked goods. Lots of really good food.
And you did bring some baked goods. Karen Doherty, the general manager, what do you have here?
These are from our wonderful baker, Perry, and we've got chocolate chip cookies and snickerdoodles and wonderful chocolate scones.
Can I tell the whole staff here that I bought this for them and then just look like the hero?
Absolutely. It's sure. Local hero.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. The local hero spotlight is me. The Cummington Creamery now, again, is a co-op, right? You've gone through the process.
We have been a co-op since August of 2010, when Alice and Amy, the current owners, decided that they were thinking about selling the creamery. The community really stepped up and thought, well, what could this look like? What would be a way to preserve the heart and soul of our community, preserve the 26 jobs that are there, and mm-hmm. keep the vision and values that Alice and Amy have promulgated for the last 12 years? It is the only store for so many people.
And the beauty of the cooperative business model is it keeps the profits are staying in the community. It's not going to one entity. Mm-hmm. And they either get plowed back into the business to keep the business sustainable or distributed as a patronage dividend at the end of the year. So there's not one person making money off of what we all need, which is food. It's a really great alternative business model. The vision is to support as much local business farmers and vendors and food producers as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue to create a place for the community to come and meet and talk and eat. It's also, we're all about education.
Yeah, there's lots of books there.
Yes.
There's always lots of literature there.
Yes.
Sometimes barbecue outside.
Knitting right. needle exchanges, seed exchanges.
I know Holyoke has had a controversial problem with their knitting needle exchange program. So I'm glad that it's not as controversial in Cummington.
And the other interesting part is I think, you know, as we look back and realize, you know, we had this incredibly challenging recession that hit our country, that people have looked more towards home and community and how do I invest locally and how do I do it in a slow money version where I'm not trying to make a lot of money in a short-term profit, but rather committing myself and my family and my resources to my community. So it's been great to see food co-ops come back and to have expansion of food co-ops and to have that kind of embeddedment in our community.
You know, this seems to be capitalism at its best, where we as individuals get together and invest in a small business and keep the people employed and keep the ideas that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have anything to do with the government. It's almost like you've created your own subversive anarchist government in Cummington.
It's really,
I added a couple extra descriptors that might not actually be true.
It's going beyond capitalism, but it really is the future, and it's the hope, and the Creamery is really happy to be a part of that movement.
Part of the sort of soul part of the Creamery is we're in service to the whole community. We carry goods that people need. So we are not going to be exclusively focused on natural food or organic mm-hmm. food. We're going to be your local store. We'll have products like safety pins, motor oil,
beer, wine, cigarettes.
Beer and wine.
That's my favorite kind of co-op.
And really good deli food, really healthy food, but also some conventional affordable products as well.
Kimberly Longy, the president of the Old Creamery Co-op, and Karen Doherty, the general manager of what I still call the Cummington Creamery, and Phil Corman from CISA, buylocalfood.org.